This is 33.3 FM. I'm DJ Mahewa, blowing in with Tisa News. Today, the elephants will be making the annual procession from the east to the western side of Msitu Mkuu. It will soon be raining mandazi and bananas instead of cats and dogs. And Dr. Kalyang's question still stands. Must we really press the tab of toothpaste from the bottom? Our top story is the Jabali and Sauti exclusive. Our favorite young detectives have done it again. The fearless Jabali and musical Sauti have solved yet another impossible case. The mystery of the shining ghost. Fun fact. Did you know that fear is contagious? Yes, human beings smell fear on others, specifically in the type of sweat they produce. This is why, for example, in a room full of people telling ghost stories, everyone might get extra frightened. That's the fun fact. It was an average day in Tisa. Sauti was in high spirits. She had received a lot of gifts during her birthday party earlier that day. A nyatiti that could play a dozen different tunes from ABBA, a handmade card from Jabali, several storybooks from Bibi, and even a huge toy elephant from their friend Juma.
Good night, Bibi,
she said, giving her a big hug. Good night, Jabali. Time for bed. Sauti didn't even need to switch the light on. She knew every inch of the room. She removed her sweater and threw it across the chair that she knew stood at the corner. Then she stretched out her arms and walked slowly until her knees touched the edge of the bed. She turned around, plopped into bed, and... But then...
Hiya!
Sauti woke up hours later. She needed to pee. She hated when she had to wake up in the middle of the night. Oh well. She groggily swung her legs to the other side of the bed and only opened her eyes when her feet touched the cold floor. And that's when she saw it. The ghost. It stood at the corner, arms outstretched, ready to pounce. Sauti ran out of the door.
There's a ghost in my room! There's a ghost in my room!
Jabali heard Sauti screaming and came to see what was going on. Even Bibi rushed from her bedroom.
A ghost?
Jabali asked.
Yes, a shining ghost. It wanted to grab me.
A shining ghost that wanted to grab you?
Bibi sounded stunned.
I saw it with my two eyes. I stumbled and fell. Then it slapped me on the back and made this terrible sound.
Bibi hugged Sauti tightly.
Don't worry, Sauti. Jabali and I are here now. You're safe.
Bibi patted Sauti's back gently.
Maybe I should go out and check out the room,
Jabali asked.
Of course not. The ghost will swallow you whole,
Sauti said.
Hiya.
Bibi told Jabali that they should wait until morning so that they could check out the room together. Sauti went to sleep in Bibi's room. The next morning, the trio went upstairs. Even though Sauti was still scared, she encouraged herself to be brave. She took a deep breath. Then went inside the bedroom. Jabali and Bibi followed closely.
I was sleeping on my bed, like this. Then I woke up and swung my legs over on this side. And I saw the ghost staring at me, at that corner.
They looked at where Sauti was pointing. At the corner, lying on its back, was the huge elephant toy that Sauti had received as a gift the previous day.
Hey. Yeah.
Jabali looked at the elephant keenly. He scratched his head. Could it be what he was thinking? He decided to try it out. He drew the curtain slowly, blocking the sunlight from the room. The room was quite dark now. And the huge elephant at the corner was actually a glow-in-the-dark toy. And that is how our resident detectives Jabali and Sauti solved the mystery of the shining ghost. What do you do when you are scared? When I am scared, I take a deep breath and I ask for help from people I trust. Just like Sauti did. Signing out from 33.3 FM in Tisa, I've been yours, DJ Mahewa. Blowing in with the news.